We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, going to be hot and humid today, and the U.S. Postal Service has announced some changes in delivery schedules. Primarily, it's going to affect the western part of the nation, a little bit of the southwest corner of the state as well. And we thought we'd talk about the entire thing with Paul Steidler, senior fellow at the Lexington Institute, who analyzes the operations and finances of the USPS, the U.S. Postal Service. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. It's great to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. We really do appreciate it. So from the beginning, has the post office ever been an efficient organization? Was there a point in time where it was working?
Well, the short answer is yes. In fact, in the 1970s, the Postal Service was delivering mail quicker than it is today and quicker than it proposes to deliver mail on September the 1st when it wants to lengthen delivery times. The Postal Service has ups and downs like any large organization, but for more than 200 years, it's done a relatively good job of getting mail, and it's overwhelmingly mail that it delivers throughout the country. It's innovated over time, but it's had a tremendous amount of problems, especially in the past 7 years, and it's become quite distressful because the delays in mail delivery have been growing since 2014 and are about to get a lot worse.
So was 7 years ago a tipping point on this? Because I know people have been complaining about the USPS for a long time, and I guess what I'm getting at, Paul, in my simplistic way, is, well, if it was working then, why is it not working now? And what was the point that it changed? And how do we go back to the days when it did work? Or have the conditions in the country changed with deliveries, et cetera, that it can't go back and it will never work?
Well, there's several things there, Tommy, and several things affecting mail delivery. First, since the early 2000s, the volume of mail has been declining because of the growth of the internet and a reduction in personal correspondence. But there's still a lot of mail that's going out. There were 52 billion pieces of first-class mail last year, which is the same as about what the volume was in the 1970s, and 52 billion is quite a big number. What happened starting in 2014 is that the Postal Service eliminated its one-day delivery standards, and it also lengthened delivery standards for many places in the country, delivery times, targeted delivery times, to cut away from the postal jargon here. But what that has done is that has exacerbated, that has further slowed delivery times. And they, with the pandemic, there were some additional challenges that came into play. So with a lower volume of mail, it's harder to have the efficiencies somewhat to deliver that mail on time. With the lower standards, that's a factor that's driving up mail delivery times. And also over the past year with the pandemic, the Postal Service has had a spike in packages, an increase of about 30% of the number of packages that it delivers. And this fundamentally has delayed mail delivery because packages are much more are much less efficient to handle. They're bigger, they're bulkier, they don't go to every address. Carriers have to go back to a postal service a couple times a day if they're delivering a lot of packages. And all those, and the Postal Service has been overly focused on packages as its future, as where its revenues are going to be, even though there's a lot of other folks besides the Postal Service that can deliver packages. Only the Postal Service itself can deliver mail, which includes important legal documents, checks, various, precious personal items and things along those lines. So, several factors are leading to the challenges in mail delivery, but a lot of the reasons for the delays are self-made. The reduction in service standards, the focus on packages, and really losing sight of the fact that mail is a public service, and that is the that is the public mission of the Postal Service to deliver that. And it's quite unfortunate the track that we're on right now.
Let's take a quick break here, Paul, if we can. One thing I don't understand, and you can address it when we come back, it would seem as though if you have the same number of people and they're handling less mail, that would mean it would be delivered more quickly and not less quickly, but perhaps I'm missing something in that equation. And also, President Trump was talking about companies using the post office. They're making a lot of money, and the post office is, in essence, subsidizing their operation by delivering their packages for him. And I'm paraphrasing a lot of that, but we'll talk about it when we come back. 6:51 now, 9 till 7, time for traffic now on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking with Paul Steitler, senior fellow at the Lexington Institute, analyzes the operations and finances of the U.S. Postal Service, and they're talking about even more delays in mail delivery, which, according to what Paul said earlier, is probably going to make it even worse for the post office because it was the delays that kind of hurt them 7 years ago, if I'm not saying that wrong. So, Paul, how can less mail lead to longer delivery? Because it would seem as though if the number of people were working was constant, then you would get the mail out even quicker. Or did they have layoffs to go along with that?
Well, the reason that it results in longer delivery times is because of the managerial decisions of the Postal Service. Certainly, if you have less mail going out, you should be able to deliver that on time. The problem is if you have fewer letters going to each home, you've got less revenue per house and fewer economies of scale that come into play. So financially, it puts pressure on the Postal Service if you have a lower amount, if you have fewer pieces of mail going to each house. And unfortunately, the response to those financial pressures has been to reduce service to get some short-term gains and savings, which only has the effect of delaying mail more and leading more people to go and use electronic communications or to pay their bills electronically. It's really been a downward spiral that has been accelerated by the Postal Service placing less emphasis on mail and being willing to degrade service. If you keep service at what it was or even increase it, you're going to attract more people to use the mail. You know, up until the early, up until 2014, the United States had a one-day delivery standard for about 40% of first-class mail in the country. You know, if you mailed something in New Orleans, it was going to be in Baton Rouge the next day. Now that's not even a target that the Postal Service looks for. If someone knows that a letter is going to get within a couple of hundred miles the next day, they're going to use the Postal Service more. Mail revenues are going to, if not go up, at least stabilize or have a slower reduction. And it's very unfortunate that there has been this disregard for mail. It's almost like the Postal Service thinks they can do whatever they want in order to keep their mail business because they have captive customers. And meanwhile, they're going to compete with package companies, retailers, and everybody else, and the DoorDashes of the world, and try to get into the package business. So it is unfortunate that there is not an appreciation of the fundamental public service mission of the Postal Service, the thing that only it can do, which is deliver the mail.
30 seconds left, but are other companies profiting by the package rates that the post office is charging? In other words, maybe the taxpayers are kind of subsidizing the private corporation?
There's a lot of concern about that. The large retailers have what are known as negotiated service agreements with the Postal Service. Those are secret agreements. They're not public. But, you know, these are folks who are sending out large volumes of packages through the Postal Service. They've got very shrewd, very sharp negotiators. It's really an area that needs to be looked at further. What is known and what is clear is that mail is the most profitable activity that the Postal Service undertakes. So even if they had to spend some more money to improve service, it would still be a profitable area for them, and it would help them avoid some of these severe financial difficulties that they're in. But again, this mindset that you can improve the organization by cutting service is just wrong, and hopefully they reverse it soon.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.